Well, it is somewhat bittersweet at this point in time. While we do have the certainty of crop protection from maggots within the next 12 months, the future for the industry is quite uncertain with no new solutions available on the horizon within a 2 to 3 year time period.
The APVMA certainly was indicating that it wouldn't continue the use of fenthion. So were you surprised to get 12 months?
It wasn't unexpected. This is part of the consultation process. That is what the legislation allows for, and that was also the recommendation by the Rural and Regional Affairs and Transport Senate Committee. So not a wholly unexpected result.
How far away are you from finding an alternative to protect your crops from fruit fly?
Well, there are numerous sorts of alternatives on the horizon, some chemical, some system processes. We have opened our orchards up to trials for new products. By my understanding, they're around 2 to 3 years away. If we go and look at systems products, such as area-wide management, which involves every member of the community, whether it be orchardist, resident, local shire council, state government land, working together to control fruit fly, the timeline on this is open-ended at the moment. Unfortunately, the department has been quite reactionary on this issue. Area-wide management has been implemented overseas for 20 to 30 years, and yet there's nothing in place within Western Australia at the moment. So the timelines here make for a lot of uncertainty within industry.
If you're 2 to 3 years away from finding a long-term solution, then what happens when the ban takes effect in 12 months?
There are numerous consequences from this. The most obvious ones are that local production could quite severely drop. We have seen catastrophic crop losses up to the measure of 50% in previous years. We've seen orchardists across Australia actually remove trees for fear of the fenthion ban. So when the fenthion ban actually comes into place, there could be a lot of concern around industry. We could see more fruit-producing trees removed. This obviously equates to higher prices for the consumer. There are job losses within the economy. Our export potential suffers. So the effects are varied and quite ranging throughout the economy.
Now, you grow fruit in the Perth Hills region. I've certainly heard of growers around Gingin in the southwest who are quite happy to continue their stone fruit operations without the use of fenthion. So why can some growers survive without it and others can't?
Well, there's a lot of location variability there. In Gingin, the soil tends to be more sandy, which is not conducive to medfly populations. In the southwest, they have a colder climate than us, so that also inhibits the winter population of fruit fly. But let's make no mistake that the southwest does have its fruit fly issues. It is creeping down there through Donnybrook, through these other producing areas, and there are producers down there that do require fenthion to control fruit fly. As the climate changes, as we're progressing forward, we're having warmer winters. The southwest producers will see fruit fly advance down there. So it's maybe a case of the devil you don't know being the worst case scenario for these guys in not knowing what they're in for.
Now, the Hills Orchard Improvement Group has put a lot of pressure on the APVMA to continue your access to fenthion. Aren't you delaying the inevitable? You know you'll lose it eventually. Isn't that something you have to accept?
Well, we have accepted that from the start, to be honest. We knew that we were working towards a phase-out period from the start. We knew that it had a limited product life and that the manufacturer has limited reserves. So that has never not been part of the Hoyg stance. We've always argued for a phase-out period rather than a total ban.
So today, Brett, you've heard you get another year to use fenthion. You're about to start picking your fruit. Would you say you're satisfied at least?
I'm satisfied for 12 months.
Brett Del Simone, thank you for joining the program this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.